Stephen, any surprises here for you?
Well, no surprises at this point, George, but I think what is telling is the American public still believes and sees the whole issue of terrorism as the number one concern in the country. That's obviously what the Bush campaign made their case on, and the Kerry campaign failed to, I think, identify the serious nature. Terrorism is not a nuisance, nor is it what I think most Americans believe it is. I think this is an ultimate financial attack upon the United States. The United States dollar is a reserve currency of the world, which is now going into a tense mode. And I think it's very telling that we're seeing the American response we are right now to the situation that pretty much has confronted us with the OBL tape again showing up just in the last several days.
And that's exactly what I wanted to talk with you about while you're on with us tonight, Stephen. It's obvious that what bin Laden was trying to do was convince Americans to shy away from George W. Bush. Didn't seem to happen, did it?
No, it didn't. And one of the problems is, and again, as you and I have spoken numerous times, is that if the U.S. government would tell of some of the successes and some of the dangers, I believe the American people would have a whole different perspective on terror. It's true when you had your roundtable and Alex and myself and Jim Mars and others were on it, that we talked about the entire New World Order, but I don't think people recognize, George, even to this date, how many successes that some awfully brave people behind the scenes have been able to achieve. Even with that being said, I think that getting back to the whole issue of 9/11 was the attack was staged to basically draw us into confrontation. We've seen oil go up astronomically, as you and I spoke before it did. We've seen Russia raise their foreign reserve currency to about $105 billion, and most of that is in gold. We've heard rumors of the entire Muslim world embracing the gold dinar, in other words, where the United States backs its currency right now with nothing. The entire Muslim world, the financial interests, are talking about coming up with the gold dinar. So what this all is the roadmap to is a lessening and lessening acceptance for the U.S. dollar. And we always think of terrorism as bombs and bullets. Very, very seldom do most people consider the ramifications. Over the week, as you're aware, statements came out of the Middle East that they thought that a barrel of oil would ultimately maybe reach $200.
$200 a barrel?
$200 a barrel. And Forbes in the last week carried the story that they thought $100. So, you know, the deal is that the people have got to recognize that whether they like it or not, oil is what greases the skids of civilization at this point. And obviously, I'm a believer, as you are, that there's technology out there that absolutely makes oil of no longer the necessity it is. But unfortunately, those who have reaped great and vast fortunes are not going to give up their hold on energy for free energy or any of the alternative energy anytime soon.
I believe that we did not have a terrorist strike up until this election. That was what I said on this program several months ago, Stephen. However, I am concerned now that something could occur between now and God knows when, only because of this bizarre hatred Osama bin Laden has for our current president.
Well, absolutely, and I cannot prove this yet, and it's on tracking terrorism, but supposedly there are sources stating in Al Jazeera right now that basically there are two other videotapes in the possession of Al Jazeera, and one of them was supposedly a congratulation to America had it gone in Kerry's direction. The other one is supposedly warning and threatening of more attacks. Now, I don't know that to be true, but I can tell you that based on what's coming out of Al Jazeera right now, it appears they hold some cards that they haven't played yet.
By the way, why don't we do something with Al Jazeera? Because to me, it would seem that that thing is a thorn in our side and that it continues to fester the even more hatred.
Well, I think that's the reason we don't do anything, because I think the powers that be behind the scenes want this. You know, this is the same issue that we talked about on your roundtable, George. There seems to be an unseen hand that's very well clear and stirring up world tension, and it just doesn't originate out of the Middle East. You know, when we're talking about, quote, the New World Order, we're talking about everybody from Mikhail Gorbachev, who certainly doesn't hail from Tel Aviv, to even some of the Southeast Asian countries talking about the New World Order. So we've got a real dilemma now, because obviously the American people have made it clear that we value our safety, and I still think that people don't realize that America is still a sleeping giant when it comes to some of our skills and abilities, and that's what I think we're going to see awaken very quickly.